Well, good morning. We are at the Business of Living show. This is a launch of a show this morning, and I'm very proud to say that I'm sitting next to Scott Ventrella. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Good to be here.
It's excellent. I'm so happy to have you here. And, you know, he is a Scott is a top sought-after speaker. And we're so proud to have
you. You're overhyping things, though, Liz, really. So, yeah, this is our maiden voyage.
It is. It is. So, Scott, can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Okay, sure thing. So how far back do you want me to go? 25, 30, 40 years? No, wait a minute. No.
So, what's important here?
Okay, I've got kind of a somewhat of a mixed background, which I think is going to be perfect for this show format. So I've got a background. Right now I do a lot of work in the corporate area. Mm-hmm. I have a management consulting practice. I do a lot of executive coaching. I do career counseling. I've got a background also in psychology. So years ago, I worked mm-hmm. with individuals and families and more or less as a therapist. So then I took all of that and just brought it to, you know, businesses need therapists from time to time, don't they?
They certainly do. Now, where are you doing this?
And so they call us executive coaches now. That's not the only thing I do, but that's just one compartment of life. I also do some adjunct teaching, mm-hmm. Some locally, Fairfield University. I teach business ethics at the undergraduate level, but I also teach at Fordham University in Manhattan at the business school, and I teach a number of different subjects there.
Wonderful. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what your show here is going to be about, and what is the concept of the show?
Yeah, this show goes the idea for this show goes back quite a few years. It is based on a book that I published just a few years ago called Me Inc. How to Master the Business of Being You. So Me Inc. as in Me Incorporated. And the whole idea that let me actually take you back a little bit. So when I was in graduate school going for my master's in psychology, I was also working for a management consulting company. And I started drawing some connections. So here I am in graduate school learning about how to help individuals solve problems, myriad and diverse kinds of problems. And at the same time, I'm earning my living helping companies solve problems. And I started making connections. It was really interesting. I started making connections back and forth. And by the way, I also wanted a positive approach to helping individuals. And I thought, okay, what are some of the things that we're doing for companies, or what are some things that companies do that are positive that helps them achieve success? And so, for example, one of the – and I had a – I was with an incredible global consulting firm. Mm-hmm. So we had access, and I was fairly young. I was in my mid-20s, access to CEOs of some of the major corporations. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, I remember one time meeting with Horst Schultz. At the time, he was the CEO of the Ritz-Carlton. Now, Ritz-Carlton, of course, you and I – we don't stay in places like that, right? It's the Motel 6 for me. So
sounds good, though.
But anybody who's had the pleasure of staying at a Ritz-Carlton, and I did only once, and it was for a business down in Atlanta, it is such an incredible experience. And one of the things that Ritz-Carlton does, as an example, is they've got, at the time, I'm going back a few years, but they have a very clear vision of what they're all about. And it's real simple. Mm-hmm. So I had a few minutes with Horst, and I asked him, I said, so what's the vision? He said, our vision is ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. And that was it. It was simple. Oh. It was concise. And it spoke volumes because – and what he was saying is – we are the employees. We are ladies and gentlemen. There's a certain dignity to that. And we're here to serve, by the way. And we're here to serve ladies and gentlemen. And so he was able to capture the spirit of what they were all about really about service and having a great customer experience. So there's just one example where I thought, okay, well, wait a minute. Can't individuals and shouldn't individuals – similarly have a vision for their own life and so something that's aspirational. So there's a number of concepts that, and that just being one of them, that I started making these connections. And then over the years, I was developing the ideas. I was invited to Fordham to teach these ideas at the business school. And that was going back to 1993. Then I published the book in 2007. And here we are. The Business of Living show.
Wow.
So it's really based on those principles, which are time-tested, which have been – and I've had the benefit now of being able to stay in touch with people who have used these principles with great success. So the show is going to be primarily based on that body of work.
So you're really going to come down to some really practical things that we can really think about ourselves internally for ourselves as well as our careers.
Absolutely. And I think this is the timing is good because so many people have been turned upside down economically. We've got people who thought they were ready to retire, but they saw their 401k fizzle away. People who thought that they could retire based on the equity that they had built up in their homes, and now that's no longer necessarily true with the housing values down. So we've got people now thinking, rethinking their lives, rethinking that, okay, I thought I was done with my career. Now I've got to get back into the workplace. What do I do? How do I do that? How do I reinvent myself? So this show is going to have a little bit of something for everybody. And it's going to touch on things like career. It's going to touch on things for those who are unemployed. You know, hey, do you even have a shot today with unemployment still hovering around 9+% or so? Do you have a shot? How about and by the way, not only are there millions of people out of work, but there are millions of people that are employed, but they're miserable.
That's true.
Well, because the employers have the upper hand right now, because they know the people's hands are tied. They're not going to, you know, they're at their mercy, the mercy of the employer. So there's a lot of people. So what if you're feeling underemployed or you're miserable in your job? Is there anything you can do about that? So this is going to touch on everything from career to our physical well-being. Mental well-being. How do we, for example, a lot of people are faced with challenges and adversity. So how do you deal with that? How do you deal with, what about our spiritual lives? Sometimes that is often neglected. What about relationships? What about our finances, investments, things like that? So we're going to touch on all of those, let's say, touch points that we experience in life.
Wow. This is exactly what we need.
Well, you know, I right now I think that there is we're swamped. You know, the airwaves are swamped with a lot of talk show type formats, and what I've found is that a lot of it is negative. And of course, I understand that the controversy sells, and people like to watch the reality shows. Whether it's through radio or television, I do think that there's. We've got enough of that stuff.
Right.
And I'm not sure how much that helps people. So my goal with the Business of Living is to provide strategies and solutions for managing your life and career. And I'll be doing that by bringing in various speakers that are experts in those particular areas. So I don't claim to be the expert in these areas, but I will do my best to serve our audience, our listeners, by bringing in the best of the best in terms of the experts in those broad areas that I spoke about.
Right. So you're really going to teach us how to be positive.
Teach you, well, how to be positive, but again, at a more even on a more practical level, how do you translate that? Because being positive is not just, for instance, ignoring problems or for instance, let's say just last night, Sam, somebody came to me and they said, I'm working in an environment where I've got to remember the movie Horrible Bosses. Maybe it wasn't that bad. They weren't threatening to kill their boss, do away with their boss. But they said, I life is unbearable. I can't handle it. What do I do? So I want to be really clear. There is a positive approach. There's a positive way to deal with that kind of a situation. And it's not just smile, suck it up, and it'll go away. No, we're going to provide very concrete tools, techniques, tips. I do a lot of, as I've mentioned, I'm trained as a counselor, but today in my corporate life, I do a lot of coaching for executives, but I also do a lot of coaching for private individuals who come to me. They hear about me, and they've got, again, a variety of issues. So think of it this way. For the listeners, this is your chance to receive some coaching, not only from me, but again, from the experts that come in here. So I also hope not only will it be talk show format, but I am really hoping that people will be calling in with questions. So I think you'll get the most out of it by using this as a way to deal with problems that you may be facing right now today. Now, one thing, though, if you're listening to this while you're driving, I was just on I-95, and yeah, it's very tempting when you have the phone there because, you know, things are going at a crawl. No. Remember, 10-2 on the steering wheel. So I'm encouraging you to call in, but I want you to follow the law, right?
That's important.
So I want you to follow the law, but I do encourage people to call in wherever they might be.
Right. Well, I know you want people to call in and ask questions, but how can somebody get in touch with you? Are you available, or is your website the best way, or
Really, the best way to get in touch with me specifically is through my my email address, which is sventrella@aol.com. Yes, I'm still on AOL. I think I'm the only one. Actually, the reason why I do that is I've published a couple of books, and they actually printed back at that time, and my first book was published in 2001, they have sventrella@aol.com, and people still contact me through that email address.
Oh,
so I thought, well, you know, phone numbers change, but the email is really the best way. So I'm sticking with it for now.
Oh, good.
That's the best way, but I also have a website dedicated to the business of living, and it's called thebusinessofliving.com, exactly how you would spell that.
That's even easier.
It's even easier.
I was just going to say, why don't you spell your last name?
V as in Victor, ENTRELLA. So sventrella@aol.com or thebusinessofliving.com, which is where the website is. It's going through a couple of last minute tweaks to prepare and to prepare for this radio show, and we will be archiving shows so people who maybe aren't able to catch one, they can pick it up on the website.
So is it up and running now?
It's up and running and going through some. So it's like when you're having your kitchen renovated. you can still have access to things, but there may be a few things here and there that have not been fully developed.
Good.
We're getting there.
Good. Now, do you know who is going to be on next week?
I want to be careful. I do have somebody lined up. In fact, I've got a call to confirm that today. What I will say about next week is I do want to focus on career, and I think this is a good time. You know, as we get into December, we're just, you know, entering into the holidays, and I know a lot of people, this is a great time, a couple of weeks before Hanukkah and Christmas, this is a great time for people to be thinking about either, okay, here's, I'm going to really get focused on my career, for those who are unemployed, but also, again, for those who are feeling stuck in a rut or they're wanting a change, this is a good time to begin the planning process. And so the next couple of weeks, I will be bringing in experts in the area of career. In fact, in 2 weeks, I do have somebody lined up who is a career coach and has been doing this for a very long time, both a career coach and does some work in corporations. And we're going to be talking about strategies on how to get started, how to get off the dime and get moving. And that's really what this is all about. It's, you know, the energy to propel us forward.
Well, I think it's perfect timing because don't we all think of a new year as a new beginning?
Absolutely. And by the way, I've already got somebody lined up for just before New Year's Eve, and that'll be the theme, New Year, New You. And we'll be talking about reinvention. We'll be talking how to brand yourself both personally and professionally. So I've got some excellent speakers, guests, that are lined up at least through January. And again, that's going to be my commitment to the audience, to the listeners, and to provide, again, very practical strategies and solutions for managing their life and career.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I can't wait.
Either can I. I'm sure I'm going to learn an awful lot.
Yeah, yeah. So where did you get the title Business of Living?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So one day I was playing around with these ideas. So I mentioned, you know, the idea of how companies have a vision. Companies are also fanatical about their customers, right? Great companies or excellent companies, they manage by fact. They empower their people. They engage in continuous improvement. They act with integrity and so on and so forth. So As I was thinking about this, and again, making translating it back to our personal lives. So, for example, I mentioned the vision thing, but what about customers, right? And Liz, have you thought about this? Do we really have customers in our personal lives?
Absolutely.
Such as?
Just the people that we interact with. Everybody that we interact with is our customer.
Exactly. And some people they're like, wait a minute. I understand in business the idea, calling somebody a customer, but are you saying I should call my spouse or a sibling or a parent? I'm not saying you should refer to them as customers, but think about the spirit behind customers. So take yourself into the business place for a second. What is it? How do we treat our customers in the business place?
Right. You have to realize that this is your life, whether it's on a personal level or on a business level. But these are the people that you interact with. So, how are you going to treat them? What are you going to do on a daily basis? What do you expect of each other? What are your goals? What are you trying to do together? And I think if you really get into the nitty-gritty of whoever you're in contact with, it makes for a better relationship, and it also builds a business if that's what you're doing.
That's exactly right. So in business, we know that when the customer calls, we drop everything. We give them full attention. We, if we make a mistake, we go way out of our way to make up for that. Why is it that we give our business customers more attention and service and respect and love than we do our personal?
We shouldn't.
we hurt the ones we love the most sometimes, right?
I've heard that before.
What if we treated them like we treated our business customers? Yeah. I think life would be a lot better. We know in business that if we don't do those things, they go away. Same thing happens in our personal lives. If we don't treat our customers, quotation marks, they may go away, and they do go away. That does happen. Mm-hmm. So we want to try to avoid that. Back to your question, the business of living. So I remember just one day it just came to me. I said, it's time to get down to the business of living. And so there is that metaphor, hence the name The Business of Living, and also the Me Inc., Me Incorporated. Mm-hmm. So think about this. What if we were to run our lives like a well-run business? By the way, some people have maybe a negative view on businesses, especially with some of the scandals. And there mm-hmm. are companies that have acted, in unethical ways, mm-hmm. lacking integrity. But there are also many, many companies who are very highly ethical. Look at some of the Fortune's list of most admired companies, best places to work. There are many, many great places to work out there. My point is this. They serve as great models, and they're nothing more than human institutions anyway. Mm-hmm. So these business principles can easily be applied to our own lives. And let's start with the idea that you and I and we are the CEOs of our lives. And if you were evaluating your own performance, would you give yourself a raise? Would you hire you or would you fire you? You could bring Trump in here. No, let's not.
Well, it just puts a lot of things in perspective a little differently. And, it really makes you think about what you do every day and who you interact with and what you say and how you act.
That's right. That's right.
Everyone's always looking.
So listen, are you ready to take a test? I've got, and by the way, for the listeners, mm-hmm. I'm saying this to everybody. I'm going to put you on the spot as well, Liz. You ready to take a test?
Thanks.
Because we're gonna take a break and come back. And when we come back, you're going to be taking the quality of life assessment. So for those listening, if you have access to pencil or pen and paper, have it ready. Or if you don't, you can just be thinking about some of these questions. We're going to evaluate the quality of your life coming up.
Okay, thank you.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar. But the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Okay, are you ready to take the test, the quality of life assessment? Okay, I'm going to read. I've got 10 questions. We'll keep it simple.
Okay.
And Liz, you don't have to respond out loud, you know, unless you want to. So first of all, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being not at all satisfied, 3 being neutral, 5 being ecstatically satisfied, very satisfied, here we go. So my overall quality of life, how would you rate that on a scale of 1 to 5? And again, you don't have to answer, but you can write it. You know, you can write this down. That's number one. Number two, how I manage my time. How good are you at managing your time? Are you always late? Are you always finding yourself multitasking, missing meetings and things like that? How well are you managing your time? Okay,
I can answer that.
Oh, go ahead.
You know what's really interesting is, you know, if I have a calendar and I put things down in my calendar and I stick to it, I'm much more organized.
Okay.
And I think about it like a day ahead, like what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
And on a Sunday, I usually think about what I'm going to do for the entire week. So I'm always thinking ahead. And you know, in the month, I think of what I'm going to do in the weeks. And then the weeks, I think of what I'm going to do in the day. So
you are highly programmed.
Oh, if I do it.
Are you going to share? Are you going to share your ranking with us?
Well, I think I think I'm pretty good at it. Maybe a 4.
I was going to put you at a 4. There we go.
Oh, thanks.
How about you, Bob? Bob's thinking he doesn't have to pay attention.
What was the scale?
The scale is 1 to 5. How well do you manage your time?
Oh, I'm going to say a 4 as well.
A 4. Okay, yeah. Good. No comment for me. Number 3 is my daily stress level on a scale of 1 to 5. And that you know, daily stress is, I don't think that needs any explanation. But there's a difference between, let's say, sporadic stress, which I think we all encounter, versus more of a chronic condition of stress. So you want to answer this, again, those of you listening, you want to answer this, respond to this as, you know, on any given day, and if you look back over the last week, you know, what is that level of stress and how well, what is that level of stress? Next is my daily productivity level, you know, in terms of, and whatever it might be, it doesn't matter whether you're in the workplace or not in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Or you're in school, college, whatever. It's how productive are you, and inherent in that is there's a lot of time wasters that we engage in in our lives. Next is physical health. Now there may be some people who are experiencing, you know, chronic poor health. Mm-hmm. This has more to do with how well you are managing your physical health, regardless of what your baseline happens to be. Next, how about this? How often do you think about your sense of purpose or direction in life? So, again, number 6 is about my sense of purpose and direction in life. Are you not at all satisfied or very satisfied? Anybody want to answer that one?
I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm satisfied
great.
With my life.
And the overall direction, that's the quality of life. But how about the purpose, a sense of where you can actually find meaning in what it is that you're doing? You have direction. There's a bigger picture perhaps for you.
Right. I think we kind of don't we reevaluate that frequently?
I think so. I think it's good to reevaluate it, more or less, to see if we're on the right track.
Exactly.
I do believe, though, that purpose is something that probably shouldn't change. Think of go back to the organization, the premise, mm-hmm. that most organizations, especially those that have been around for a long time, the overarching purpose really doesn't change, although it is good to evaluate that. Let me just go through a few more here. How well am I fulfilling my various roles in life? So, for instance, as a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, son, daughter, employee, friend, etc. How successfully am I doing attaining my career goals? How well am I adding value to my community? And then finally, how much effort do I devote to self-improvement? So, again, if you could score yourself, and many folks probably have not had a chance to score yourself, but what happens is when you – and by the way, if you people who want access to this mm-hmm. on the Business of Living, look for the Quality of Life Index, and it gives us a little bit of a baseline. But essentially, you'll find yourself in one of three zones. Are you ready for this? You will find yourself either in the crisis zone. Oh, my gosh. That means you have a feeling of life is spinning out of control, and day to day you're more or less firefighting, right? Then you have the purpose zone, which is a really great place to be. You're passionate about life. You're proactive. You're planning or oriented and organized. Your life is balanced. So you got the bliss, and then you got the other end. However, there's the middle. The squishy, swampy middle, which is the complacency zone, and that's the most dangerous zone, because you're not aware that things may be slipping away, that you may be slipping down into a crisis zone. So that's one of the three that you'll end up in. So.
So thank you so much for being here, Scott.
Where did the time go, Liz?
I don't know. I can't believe it. I'm looking at the clock now, thinking, what happened?
Yeah. Well, you know, the good news is. We'll be back next week.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
How's that?
That sounds wonderful.
Next week, I do look forward to getting back with you all. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, you only have one life. Why not live it on purpose? This is Scott Ventrella for the Business of Living Show.
The Voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.